Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee is never afraid of dangers. There is no danger for a devotee. He says, why? Because the danger and festivals are only two sides of the Supreme Lord. And the devotee sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. For example, you will see Ajamila, he became afflicted by lust internally, due to which Yamadutas manifested in front of him externally as danger. But immediately he came to his senses, cried and repented, and refined his consciousness and went to Haridwar, purified his life and went back to Godhead. Similarly for Dhruva, the danger came to him internally as anger and hatred towards Yakshas. And externally, he was about to perform a very heinous act, which was stopped by Swayambhu Manu and Kubera. And you will see, immediately Dhruva came to his senses and purified his heart to such a degree that he had tears flowing from his ears in Badrika Ashram while leaving his body and while returning back to Godhead. Similarly, you'll find Priyavrat, although he was renounced in the beginning, due to the order of Brahma, he accepted the married life. And internally, this enemy came in his life as lust for his wife, as well as greed for doing big, big projects in the world. And after having done all that, Priyavrat loudly lamented and cried, alas, alas, in the course of doing all this, I have forgotten my Supreme Lord. Immediately he came to his senses and surrendered to Supreme Lord. Because he followed the order of Brahma and Vishnu, he was protected and properly guided, and he went back home, back to Godhead. You will see that. Similarly, Gajendra had internal pride in the previous life as Maharaj Indradyumna, and he was neglectful in receiving the saintly persons, careless. And that danger manifested externally as a crocodile, catching his feet and trying to devour his life. So Gajendra immediately came to senses. Because he is a devotee, he remembered the Supreme Lord and cried loudly, not for being saved from the crocodile which was catching his feet, but to attain eternal service. Jijivishenahamihamuyakyam antar bhagishcha vratayo bhayonya ichamikalena nayasya viplavas tasyatmaloka varanasya moksham. He is telling, my dear Lord, ichamikalena nayasya viplava. That body which is destroyed by time, I don't want such kind of material bodies one after another. What is the use? These material bodies are all filled with ignorance and forgetfulness of you. Don't give me one more body. Don't save this existing body. Give me my Swarupa back. In my Swarupa, I will be able to see you eye to eye and lovingly serve you eternally. Give me such a body. Ichami kalena nayasya viplavas tasyatma lokavaranasya moksham. So in this way, Gajendra used the danger to remember the Supreme Lord, surrender to the Supreme Lord, and he went back to Godhead. Therefore, for a devotee, no danger is danger, whereas dangers are opportunities for the devotee to cleanse his heart by surrendering to the Lord, calling out his holy name fervently. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Whether it is lust or anger or greed or pride, these are all internal enemies which may manifest external dangers for the devotee. Rather than counteracting the dangers, rather than fearing the dangers or running away from the dangers, a devotee takes advantage of the opportunity. Even Parikshit Maharaj became angry on Samikrishi. Externally, that came as a danger of a Brahma Shap. But he took advantage of the Brahma Shap to do Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing about the Supreme Lord, call out his holy names, purify his heart and go back to God. So for devotees, all the dangers are springboards to jump back home, back to Godhead, by by calling out the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Let us offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desire-fulfilling trees, oceans of mercy and are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Pancha kalpataro bhyascha kripa sindho bhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki jai vaishnava thakur shila prabhupada ki jai.